Good evening and welcome. I've got a little book at home written by an American Bible teacher, Warren Wiersbe. The name of the book is The Bumps Are What You Climb On. I want to change that a bit. I want to put the bumps on your road, because as we walk through our lives, there are bumps. You can't avoid them. And in this connection, Bill Burns had a nice saying: when you walk up to a mountain, go round it, over it, or through it, but get it behind you, because that's where you want it. When my husband, first of all, this is not a sob story, it's a story of victory, but it's not my own story. I had hundreds of people by my side, maybe thousands. When my husband passed away in 1968, I knew that I'm in trouble. I would have to do something to earn something extra. And what was available then wasn't much. There was a cosmetics company, there was a plastics company, and there was an underwear company. None of these really interested me. Now, I believe strongly in praying, but then you must also do something about it. So I tried various things, but nothing really worked for me. It wasn't what I prayed for. And then, after having wasted my time for 6 years, on a Monday night in September 1974, I saw part of our business. Charlie came along the next day and he showed me the whole business. And I knew this is what I prayed for. But at that time, and now you know what's coming, it cost you 2,000 rand to get started. And in 1974, 2,000 rand was a lot of money. You could buy a good-sized family car for 1,000 rand. Now you can imagine, compare that to the price of that car today. It was difficult to get 2,000 rand together. And it took me more than 2 months to get that together. I got started on the 4th of December, 1974. And one of these days, it will be 40 happy years ago. Amen. Don't think that all my problems just disappeared into the sunset. You can't build a business of value in a few months. When starting, I promised myself three things. Charlie asked me for dreams. I didn't have dreams. I grew up in a time of one day when your ship comes in. I wrote down three things that I promised myself. I will never be rude to office staff. I think I've done that. But then I must say they're nice to me too. I will work this business long term and not miss anything. And the third one, I will work this business full time. That was the one dream that I had. I wanted to work, I wanted to get out of my job. And in my 6 months, I earned more than what I would have earned in 11 months full time in my job. I packed up. I just walked out. My boss tried to tell me that he will take me to court. I said, you just try, you'll come a bad second. It wasn't always easy because it was the wrong thing to do. But at least then I had more time for what I really enjoyed. And a few months after that, the bank sold everything that I had. That specific weekend, Charlie and Alta had arranged for a training session just around the corner from where I lived, starting the Friday night till the Sunday evening. You know, today, I still think of that weekend as if it was our first weekend function. Now, at that time, I already had a very nice team in the Wellington, Fudge, Upal area. And you won't believe this. Those people took leave for the Friday. They walked in just before one, and they helped me get everything in order till they had to leave for the evening session. They were back on the Saturday morning before 6 until the first session started. And around about 11, the sale started at 10 o'clock like usual. Around about 11, 5 of my customers walked in with buckets and towels and rags and Super 10 and LDC and whatnot, and they started cleaning the place as the rooms became empty. Now, I can assure you, not one of these 5 ladies did a cleaning job in their own homes. That's the type of people we get to deal with in this business. My team fetched me just after 1, and after the evening session, Charlie Bolton found out that there is one thing that is impossible. There was music after dinner, and the distributor started dancing. And he said that I must also dance. I said, I can't dance. He said, nothing is impossible. I'll teach you. After about 10 minutes, he had to give up. You see, there's just one man with whom I can dance, and his name is Llewellyn Dolman, because he cannot dance either. You know, for days and days and weeks, there was nothing that I could think about but that bump in my road. How do you say thank you to people for offering you some of their warmth so that you're not outside in the cold all by your lonesome self? But that's just the way that our business works. You see, if you don't care for people, if you don't love them, if you don't want to help them, if you are desperate to live on an island, you won't even get started in our business. It seems like just last month when Roger was here, and with him Jerry and Fairy Girl, she's got a new name. I couldn't believe my ears when we were told that they will be at this function again, from halfway, more than halfway around the world. You know, it's not as if they've got time on their hands. That is the type of people we have to do with in this business. And Marco and his team, they give us so much. These people are showing us the real spirit of our business, but I'll get back to that a bit later, if I still have my wits together. A few months after that, Charlie told me to move either to Port Elizabeth or to Cape Town. That took me 6 months. I couldn't leave the place where I grew up. And then I had serious problems. But if you pick up problems in this business, be sure, when you're down in the pit, there are already people up on top who are pulling you out. In Oudtshoorn, I was building a business of sales only. And Alta kindly put a program together for us where you sell at the demonstration 3 products. The products were all the same price. Wouldn't you love that, to get G1 at the price of a bottle of Super 10 or hair shampoo? And then they had to order for 3 months, 3 products every month. That worked so well. You know, we had fun at our demonstrations. I must tell you about one of the games that we played. Every guest gets a piece of paper with a pen, and they must write on that they are advertising a car. But this is wrong, and that is wrong, and that is wrong, and then eventually you read your own advertisement. But the men found out about that. It was so funny. And then the men would walk in and say to me, listen, just tell us about Super 10 and LDC and wash and wax, and we want to play the game with you. So they turned it on us. But now I'm in the Western Cape in a bachelor flat, and I know nobody. I had to do something to get this bump out of my road, or I would have landed on my nose in the mud. At that time, we still had training on door-to-door selling. Have you ever tried it? Don't. I was so scared. I asked one of the distributors to go with me just for the one morning. And she ran away. But eventually, she said, okay, just for one morning. I couldn't believe how nice the people are. They didn't know you from Adam, but the first one invited us in. We had to have tea first. And then she took us to the next door neighbor with instructions that that one must take us to the... Man, my day was made. I didn't look back again. It's so funny, once you make a decision and you carry it out, how your problems just vanish. Our door opener was, strangely enough, we want to save you money. It's the same today. But with the first weight loss program, that door opener became, we want to show you how to lose weight, whether they needed to or not. And it's strange how many people want to lose weight. The one 1 pound and the other one 2 kilos. But I was still not satisfied. You see, at that time we had two presentations in town, Mondays and Wednesdays, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, presentations in Belleville. I had only Friday night and Saturday morning to work my business. And then out of the blue, I had a phone call from a chemical company. They needed a rep. Would I come in for an interview? I went and I got started immediately for a week of training. For that week, I didn't get home before 12 in the at night. But on the Saturday night, I walked into my flat at 12:30, and my telephone was screaming blue murder. Charlie. I explained everything to him, and he said just one thing. I wonder whether he remembers about that. If you can't work this business successfully, you won't be able to work anything else successfully. I took everything back the next Monday, and when I asked for my 600 rand commission that I'd already earned during the week, past week, I was told that I would have to wait 6 months for that. And I had lost a week of door to door. I was in trouble, but I was never alone. But I learned a valuable lesson. We have sponsors for a good reason. The onlooker sees most of the game, and when your sponsor tells you not to do a thing, listen. And when they tell you to do a thing, and I'll get back to that too, do it. You see, your sponsor sees what you are doing, and they can stop you before you make a new mess. The products of that company were so dangerous that to use them you needed glasses, a mask, and gloves. Today I know what I would have been doing if I stayed there, because I would have lost this business. Just imagine, I would have lost all of you. Let me explain this. On Saturday mornings at 6:45 to 7, there's a session on the radio, on the Afrikaans radio, done by Professor Kobus van der Walt of the Northwest University. I'm sure many of you listened to that. Last Saturday, it always has to do with how we demolish the earth. Last Saturday, it was about insects. Do you know that of the insects that were around us in the late 70s, only 50% are still there? Maybe you know about the worldwide problem with bees. Without all these insects, we can't live, because there will be no fruit, no vegetables. Animals will have nothing to eat. And now this is really important. When you see ants or hear a mosquito, what do you grab? A tin of poison? Why not Super 10 with a squirt of LDC and for mosquitoes, Body Love? Don't kill them. Just give them a message to go play somewhere else. He said something else. Now, I didn't know about this. Zebras, giraffes, and camels. I didn't even know there's camels in Kenya. They are disappearing at a disturbing rate in Kenya. And now the country is being overrun by rats and mice. How do you like that? What a change. The world is in turmoil. There are big bumps in the world's road. And we can help. Theodore Roosevelt once said, I did what I could where I was with what I had. Maybe we cannot completely take those bumps away. But we can start by educating our customers and doing those things ourselves. You don't need to be smart to work this business. You don't need a degree to work this business. All you need is the best company with the best products that will not harm the environment. And that we have. Thank you, Jerry and the SAB. Thomas Edison left school at the ripe old age of 8. He was deaf and his teacher didn't want to be bothered with him. When he was 10, he set up a laboratory in the cellar of their home. Eventually, he had more than 1,000 inventions behind his name. A little boy of 10, starting with that. Last year, I spoke to a man who lost his left arm well above the elbow because he touched the live wire. His right arm ends four centimeters below his elbow. He does everything that we can do. And when I asked him, how do you use your cell phone? That was hanging on a rope around his neck. He said to me, can you spell excuses? Real life is just a decision away. Let us care and share our little bit, and then some more. And now back to our guests. Mark, we know that you are here because you care, because you want the best for us, and we want to give something back to you to show our appreciation. All around we have the best. We have the best products, the best people, the best plan, and this extremely smart kit that we've had since March. And now we can use it till the end of next year, March. Wonderful. Now what we are giving you back, I will do a 3 in 30 this month, and November, and December. Are you in?
Are you ready, Jane? Watch the eagles fly higher and higher.
You know how long it takes to form a good habit? Well, as a matter of fact, a bad one too. 21 days. I don't know what's going to happen. You must tell Marco. I'm just saying. Krishna, I know that you want to be a diamond.
Yes.
Now what I want you to do, write it on your notebooks now, and before you go home tonight, give a piece of paper to your upline leader, of what your intentions. We're not taking no for an answer. We're not asking, we're telling. Why? Because we know you could do it.
H. Ross Perot said, eagles don't flock. You have to find them one at a time. And then there was another one, an anonymous one. There are no traffic jams when you go the extra mile.
And now to our leaders at the back, to Roger and Marco and his team, to Charlie and Alta, who are the leaders of our team, thank you.